We recently got an email from a listener asking if we could come up with a list of indestructible ingredients that would be good for a beginning cook. Well, the timing turned out to be perfect because we were checking in for our monthly lesson on cooking fundamentals with Molly Birnbaum. Now, Molly is the executive editor of Cook Science from America's Test Kitchen. Our managing producer, Sally Swift, brings us the lesson.
Hey, Molly, nice to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
So what's on your mind today? What have you guys been working on?
Mushrooms are on my mind today. They are incredibly fascinating because mushrooms are neither plant nor animal. They belong to a totally different kingdom of organisms called fungi, which also contains yeasts and molds. And unlike plants, mushrooms don't produce chlorophyll for the conversion of sunlight into energy. They instead rely on decomposed organic material as a source of nutrients, which is exactly why they grow on the forest floor.
Hmm.
It's interesting. There are around 1,000 varieties of edible mushrooms out there in the world, and only about 20 that are commercially cultivated. So when you go to the market, you really are only seeing a small number of the mushrooms that exist in the world.
That's a smidgen.
A tiny smidgen.
And what's the best way for us to store them at home?
I like to make sure that they're completely dry. So I think then when mushrooms are wet and you put them in the fridge, especially if they're still in a package, they have a tendency to get a little bit slimy.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, we've done some work looking at what happens to mushrooms when you keep them in the fridge for a little while, specifically white button mushrooms. Because oftentimes when you buy that package, you put it in the fridge, you don't take it out for another week, and the mushrooms, they have like some little blemishes. They don't look as pristine as they did when you bought them. And a lot of people just, you know, maybe don't use them or throw them out. But we actually found that the slightly older blemished mushrooms that you keep in the fridge for about a week are more flavorful than the ultra fresh white button mushrooms.
Well, that is totally surprising, and what a great tip.
Yeah, we tested that ourselves in the test kitchen, sauteing a couple batches of mushrooms, one fresh and one showing signs of age. And side-by-side comparisons, the results definitely surprised us. We found that the older mushrooms had a deeper, earthier flavor and were substantially more mushroomy than the unblemished specimens.
Oh, it's fermentation at work again, right?
Right.
So you know those recipes that tell you to wipe the mushroom with a damp paper towel or a brush? What is the right way to clean a mushroom?
That is an excellent question. I mean, some people say never wash mushrooms. Exactly, just wipe them off. And it's good to think about the fact that mushrooms grow in damp forests where it rains all the time. So it is not a bad thing to wash mushrooms at all. You just really want to be careful not to overdo it because at some point they can soak up the water and become soggy. But they are covered in water-repelling proteins called hydrophobins. So they're not going to soak up water if you dunk them really quickly in a tub of water, for sure.
Give them a little swish and you're done. Thank you for that. That was worth talking to you just for that very piece of information. Okay, so let's talk about cooking them. What is it that we need to know about them to make the most of them?
Mushrooms are often referred to as the meat of the vegetable world, you know, portobello burgers, etc. Mm-hmm. And that's for a good reason. Cell walls in plants are made from something called cellulose, and the membranes in animal cells contain proteins. The cell walls of mushrooms are made from something called chitin, which is a polymer composed of a nitrogen-containing sugar. And that's important because chitin is chemically related to both cellulose and proteins. And so in that sense, it bridges the gap between plants and animals, which is super interesting. Chitin is actually the same material that is found in the shells of crustaceans like lobsters and shrimp.
Wow, that is so surprising.
Right? The first time I heard that, I had a hard time believing it. Of course, it's mixed with other things in those hard shells, but it is essentially the same material. And what is most important when it comes to cooking is that chitin is very heat stable. And so that means that when you cook mushrooms, they're not going to get super soft and mushy. They're going to retain their firm and chewy texture.
Wow. So they're actually a great ingredient for a rookie cook to take on because it sounds like you can cook them to death and they'll never die.
It's true. We did an experiment in the test kitchen with my colleague Dan Souza to kind of show exactly that about mushrooms, that you can't overcook them. And what we did is we took portobello mushroom, beef tenderloin, and zucchini. We cut it up into the same size pieces, and then we took a Dutch oven, a little bit of water, brought it to a boil, put a steamer basket in there, and then put those three samples in the steamer basket, mm-hmm. covered it, and started to cook them. And so every 5 minutes, we took out the samples, and we tested them in a machine we have called a texture analyzer, which measures the force that it takes to compress each thing. So you really get data on how tough something is or how soft something is. Mm-hmm. So what we found is that after 5 minutes of cooking, the tenderloin started to get a little bit tender. The mushroom as well got a little bit more tender. The zucchini got even a little bit more tender. But after every 5 minutes thereafter, for 40 minutes of cooking totally, they all changed pretty drastically except for the mushrooms. The tenderloin got incredibly tough. In the end, we calculated it became 293% tougher.
Wow.
Whereas the zucchini got incredibly soft. I mean, you all know what it's like to eat a totally overcooked zucchini. Right. Got very mushy. It was 83% softer. Huh. But the mushroom stayed pretty much the same. It got a little bit tougher, but just 57% tougher, which in the scheme of all this stuff is not much at all. It was good at the end of the 40 minutes of cooking. You can't overcook it.
Molly, this is great information. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Molly Birnbaum is the executive editor of Cook Science from America's Test Kitchen. Sally Swift is our managing producer. Now, Molly left us with a recipe for stuffed portobellos that you're going to find, well, I think you know by now, splendidtable.org.